Thank you and good morning. The talk surrounding the legalization of marijuana is starting to revolve around what will happen in the coming years if marijuana is legalized in the state and becomes part of the regulated agriculture industry. Currently, there are growers in the state who grow marijuana legally, and Chris Carrigan, a member of the State Water Quality Control Board, was in town last week to discuss water regulation issues in relation to those legal growers.
There are those who want to do the responsible thing and be legitimate businesses in California. And the water boards are very experienced with the regulation of legitimate businesses. You know, enforcement's a big part of our project. We need to teach people how to do the right thing, but also nudge them with a stick a bit if they're not willing to into our permitting program.
Carrigan said that illegal grow sites located on public property are a different subject.
Those types of growers who are trespassing on federal or public land or tribal land to engage in growing, that is an illegal operation, and that will continue to be subject to law enforcement and eradication efforts.
With marijuana legalization already decided in Washington and Colorado, and with initiatives planned for several other states, the talk of legalization and what happens after has moved to the front burner locally. The coroner doesn't expect to make an identification until next week on the body of an adult male who was found in Garberville last week. What began as a suspicious death investigation is now a homicide investigation after an autopsy revealed that the victim died as a result of a gunshot wound. The evidence collected at the scene by deputies investigating a fatal shooting in Shelter Cove now goes to the district attorney's office for its consideration. Deputies responded to the residence on a report of shots fired late Sunday night and found 32-year-old Ethan Stroud dead from a gunshot wound. Witnesses report that Stroud had been shot and killed by a woman after he attacked her and his girlfriend. The woman who shot Stroud was taken to the hospital for treatment of her injuries, and no arrests have been made. Arcata firefighters responded to a trailer fire early Tuesday morning, a fire that brought down power lines and completely destroyed the single wide. The fire is deemed suspicious, and the cause remains under investigation. There were no injuries reported. Humboldt State University is one of 8 California State University campuses to participate in a new CSU STEM program designed to keep students in science, technology, engineering, and math. This is all made possible with a $4.6 million grant provided by the Leona and Harry Helmsley Charitable Trust. The program will support summer through first-year programs with foundational courses to inspire students to pursue and complete degrees in STEM courses. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. As we near the November election, we get the chance to hear from the candidates running for seats on the Arcata City Council. There are 5 candidates running for 3 open seats and 2 others facing off to fill out the remaining term of a 4th. Ryan Kaplan, a student at Humboldt State, is facing Paul Patino in the only head-to-head race in Arcata and told us why he decided to run.
I've been interested in politics and government for as long as I can remember. I'm kind of a news junkie, and as a environmental engineering student, I feel like I can bring some sound and reason discussion about issues that are important to Arcata residents to the table.
Kaplan pointed out his past activities on campus when asked about working in the group dynamic that is a city council.
I think it's very important to work as a team, and I do have experience as a facilitator. Most of my experience has been in student sort of organizations. For instance, when I was at Cabrillo College in Santa Cruz County, I helped to found Bike Cooperative, and we managed to grow it into an institution that stands today. I haven't been there in 3 years, and it's stronger than ever.
Kaplan also said that the city needs to prepare for marijuana legalization and be ahead of the curve because it could prove to be an economic boon for the city. You can hear the entire interview with Ryan Kaplan and all the candidates on our website, KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.